Welcome to Unit 1, Basic Computing Concepts, Including History. This is the first unit for Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. This is the second lecture for Unit 1. Selecting a computer is difficult. There is not a one-size-fits-all best computer out there. Instead, there are many, each designed for a different need. And to complicate matters, there are always new computers being developed. So the best computer for you today may not be the best one for you in 6 months or a year. Often the newest and fastest computers are the most expensive. Most users find that slightly older and slower computers are a better fit for their budget. Before purchasing a computer, it is important to think about what you really need and how much you are willing to spend. Determine your budget first and then select a computer that falls within your price range that fits your needs. What do you want to do with it? A general home business user will need something different than a user who plans to play the latest and greatest video games. You will want to look at your applications to see what the minimum requirements are. But those are not always helpful, since you typically want something a lot bigger and faster than the minimum. You will also want to think about how much you want to store on your computer. Do you have a lot of applications, images, and videos? You will probably want to get more storage than you think you will need. The best way to decide is to do some research. Make sure you look at up-to-date reviews and buying guides online and in magazines. You can generally find articles that explain what the current options are for computers and what you might want or need. Some quad and six-core processors are very expensive, but AMD and Intel have affordable quad-core processors. Dual-core processors are low-end desktops, but will suffice for most users. Intel Core i7 is the fastest desktop CPU, with quad and six-core chips, using hyper-threading to double the number of processors. Core i5 processors are quad-core with hyper-threading turned off. Core i3 are dual-core processors. Older versions are Intel Core 2 Quad and Core 2 Duo. AMD Phenom 2 X4 is AMD's fastest quad-core. Phenom 2 X3 is triple-core, and Phenom 2 X2 is dual-core. The latest iMac has Intel Core i7 chip. Windows 7 needs at least 1 gigabyte of RAM. Most of the time, users do not care what kind of case they get, but for those concerned with space, an all-in-one or small form factor case may be attractive. The all-in-one computer shown here has the computer integrated with the monitor, so there is no separate case for the computer. Cheaper computers have integrated video, meaning there is not a separate video card. This is fine for computers that do not need to run videos, but if you do, you will want a video card with your computer. This includes gaming. The video card may have its own memory or use shared video RAM or both. Shared video RAM means that the video card will share the regular computer RAM. This will leave less RAM available for your computer. If you use graphics-intensive applications, you will probably want a video card that uses its own memory without any shared RAM. Buying a monitor can be confusing. There are many relevant specs for a monitor, and often the vendor does not provide them. Researching and reading reviews are helpful for sorting through all the information. There are different types of LCD panels. TN is the cheapest and fastest, but it has the narrowest viewing angle. VA is a step up, with better viewing angles and color, but it is slower and not the best for colors. IPS is the most expensive, has the best color reproduction and best viewing angles, but has the slowest response times. Size can be a personal choice, but it also may be dictated by space constraints. There are different aspect ratios available. The one that the industry is moving towards is 16:9, so that monitors can become more like HDTVs. Brightness measures how much light a panel can produce. If you plan to play a lot of games or watch a lot of videos, you will want a brighter monitor. DVI is the standard connection to your computer. but HDMI connections can be used to connect the monitor to a Blu-ray player, video game system, DVR-based HD cable, satellite box. HDMI connections are standard on most monitors now. Some monitors have USB ports, which you can use for connecting your keyboard and mouse, instead of the back of your computer. If you are going to be using your computer a lot at your desk, you will want to make sure it can adjust to the proper height for you. Printers range from very inexpensive to very expensive. Selecting the right printer depends on your needs. For home users, inkjet printers are a good choice. They are inexpensive and print in color. They are slow, however, and do not last as long as laser printers. For a network computer at an office, a laser printer is a better choice. They print much faster, can handle many more print jobs, and will last longer than an inkjet, based on the number of printed pages. Color laser printers are extremely expensive. Businesses will often opt to purchase a cheaper inkjet printer for occasional color printing and use a laser printer for everyday black and white print jobs. For home office or small business, there are all-in-one machines that are a printer, copier, scanner, and fax. Basically, a printer and scanner combined with a phone line connection. Mobile users may purchase portable inkjet printers that are small and battery or car charged. Evaluating the right printer for you will involve reviewing its specs. The most important ones are listed. Resolution is measured in DPI or dots per inch. Higher resolution means sharper, more detail output. If you are printing only text documents, resolution is not as important as when you are printing detailed images. Print speed is measured in pages per minute. This may not be as much of a concern for a home printer versus a networked office printer. Printers can be connected directly to a computer using a USB connection. Computers can also connect to printers through a network, either wirelessly or through an Ethernet. An example is a networked office printer. It is important to evaluate the cost to print, as well as the price of the printer. Printer cartridges can be expensive. You will want to know how many pages you can expect to print before the cartridge needs to be changed. A cheaper printer that has a high cost to print may be more expensive over the long run than a printer with a higher price but a lower cost to print. Depending what you want to do with your computer, you may opt to add speakers and possibly a subwoofer. Also, wireless keyboards and mice are available. They can reduce the number of cables and make your use more flexible for situations such as standing with a handheld keyboard or mouse in a doctor's office, or sitting in your living room watching movies on your computer across the room. Be aware that they are battery-powered, and when the battery runs out, they will no longer work. Be sure to have spare batteries available.